Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Lauren Dana joins us now, travel writer, to talk about adult summer camps here in the U.S. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me on. What a fun topic.
I know. I was very lucky to go to Camp Tecumseh as a kid 1 week every summer in Brookston, Indiana. And I can guarantee my parents were not going to an adult summer camp at the same time. But you've noticed a trend or at least an opportunity for some folks to do this, huh?
Absolutely, especially now as we focus more on, you know, digital detoxing and slower travel. We're really going back to basics, and we're seeing a bunch of nostalgic-inducing activities, which is really fun. So anything from like hiking to arts and crafts. And then, of course, because this is an adult program, we're also seeing some themed parties, you know, with alcoholic drinks or like boozy brunches. So it's really fun to take things to the next level for the 21-plus crowd. And it's a great mix of everything. You could do anything from wellness workshops to hiking, water sports, or if you're like me and you prefer to, you know, be a little lazy, just, you know, post up at the arts and crafts bunk.
Mm. What I like about this is you've come up with a list of a bunch of these summer camps for adults. And it's not just like a wine walk that you are masquerading as a summer camp. These are like you can actually do activities. Like you can do the things that I used to do at Camp Tecumseh.
Oh, totally. And you can even do ropes. And some you could do zip lining. Obviously, s'mores and stargazing are a must. And you're absolutely right. It's not just like you're going to some resort and, you know, it's you sort of make your own schedule. It's a bunch of activities scheduled together. You don't really have to think. You just sort of do what you want, follow the schedule, and then you just have fun. So it's nice. Everything is really planned out for you.
I'm sure it's different at each one, but do you stay in like a cabin with other people or do they have like private accommodations? Because I'm all for going to a camp, but I am not all about sleeping in a bunk bed with 12 people my age anymore. So I'm sure they accommodate.
So it's definitely no frills. It's not luxury glamping, but there's definitely cop beds. You do not have to, you know, have a bunk bed unless you want to, though some camps do offer that. And then depending on the camp, the accommodations can range from, like I said, no frills to a little bit of a step up, be it, you know, air conditioning or a private cabin. So it totally depends. That's what's really nice about these. There's options out there for every budget, every style.
Do you have any that are like near Chicago or near the Midwest? I was scanning through the list. You have so many. Give me a couple of those.
There are so many. So two of the standouts is there's actually three. There's Camp Forever Fun, and that's in Bloomingdale, Michigan. That's 21 plus. And all the ones that I'm about to say are within a 2.5-3 hour drive from Chicago, so super easy. So you can go there. You can, you know, do archery, ropes, canoeing, swimming, arts and crafts, campfire, stargazing. And they also have craft beer and wine after dinner because this is adult summer camp. And their next session is the end of August.
What's that place called again?
Camp Forever Fun, and that's in Bloomingdale, Michigan.
How long would I stay there for, if you happen to know? And how much does that cost for that one specifically?
So I don't know off the top of my head how much this one costs, but I've noticed that a lot of them start around the $350, $400 mark.
For each day?
And, you know,
day.
You may also get some incentives if you sign up earlier.
Okay.
The longer you wait, typically, you know, the price could go up, so it's nice to lock in that rate. And that's the 22nd to the 24th of August.
Okay. What else
so
you got for
it's
us?
Quick, easy
a quick
getaway.
One, yeah. Which maybe a weekend is the best one to do, not going to lie. But, all right, what else you got?
Then there's Camp Lost Garden at Allerton Park. That's in Monticello. That's actually in Illinois, so you don't have to leave the state for that one. And during that time, it turns Allerton Park into an adult-only summer camp for the weekends. Similar activities, crafts, hiking, stargazing, but you can also, you know, make your own cocktails. And then the lodging options are a little more upscale, not as bare bones. You could stay in a tent or you could stay, they have an accommodation called the Mansion, which is great for people who, you know, want to experience the camp experience, but without necessarily roughing it, as you would, like you said, you know, in a giant bunk with other people.
Allerton Park is gorgeous. If you've never been down there, it's maybe 20, 30 minutes away from the University of Illinois. I didn't know they did an adult little thing there. That's really cool.
So they just had one in June, so that unfortunately has passed, but they also have a session in the fall. Which I also really appreciate. You know, you don't have to just do these in the summer.
I love that.
You can keep the fun going all year long.
All right. You got one more for us, Lauren?
One more. Yes, there is Camp Wandawega, and that's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. So that's also pretty close, easy, two and a half hour drive, depending on the traffic. And basically, you can experience all of those activities there. And it's that one's a little more rigid because there's no set activities. You can sort of pick your own adventure, which is really nice.
And that's Wandawega. Is that the old Latvian church camp?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you can do lots of different things there. There's artists, chefs,
and it's
breweries.
Been totally redone. It has a very cool aesthetic. And like I said, the experience and the activities. So that's, in particular, a really unique one.
What do you say to someone that's like, this all sounds fun, but I don't know. I'm skeptical. What is it? You only live once? Try it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And there's no better time than now, especially, you know, because it is summer and, you know, we could take advantage of the warm weather and get outside and really digital detox, you know, whether that's keeping your phone on airplane mode or, you know, maybe the camps don't have Wi-Fi, which is great for digital detox. So that's definitely something to look forward to this summer. I know personally, I would like to try digital detox. I don't know if I'm getting to a camp anytime soon because I have 10-month-old twins, but, you know, something to strive for.
Well, no, you got a couple more years. When they go to camp, when they're like 7 or 8, so you got a couple more years, okay?
Yes, my husband loves camp. He's like been to camp for like 15 plus years. So he can't wait, so he's counting down.
Love it. The full list was well-researched. It's awesome. I suggest people read it, if nothing else, then just take a trip in your head.
It was freshly updated, so everything is new, current, and we updated the dates, like I said. And you'll also see some summer and fall ones, and you know, don't discount the fall ones. Foliage is really pretty, and it's less crowded. And, you know, maybe you'll score a better deal. I don't know. The options are endless, truly.
Love that. Lauren Dana, travel writer, and we'll post a link to the story. We got it at timeout.com, and that's where we'll link to. And thanks, Lauren.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Oh, that was fun. Anyone else go to Camp Tecumseh? I bet some people did out there that are listening right now.